The fallout upon AI of Donald Trump's election continues. Several industry leaders have called on the administration to reverse the funding cuts impacting the Directorate for Technology, Innovation and Partnerships, as well as the National Institute of Standards and Technology and the National Science Foundation. The cutbacks have an ideological motivation as the new administration see many funded projects as wasteful and woke. Meanwhile, the Department of Homeland Security has admitted that it wants to monitor the social media activities of immigrants for evidence to deny visas, such as expressing pro-Palestinian statements or attending protests. The department is suspected of using AI-based video analysis to identify individuals through attributes like gender, body size, clothes style, or accessories. The tool used does not do facial recognition, so it avoids the legal restrictions of facial recognition. The American Civil Liberties Union called the tool a potentially authoritarian technology. Elsewhere, Reuters reports that the Trump administration is going to revoke Joe Biden's AI diffusion rule, which restricts the export of semiconductor technologies. The rule was motivated by fears that high-performance computing helps develop weapons of mass destruction. In AI development, an MIT Technology Review article looks at expectations around general-purpose AI humanoid robots. Bank of America predicts that there will be 1 billion humanoids at work by 2050. However, technical roadblocks remain like energy support and physical nimbleness, and new safety regulations will have to be enacted for robots to work alongside humans. An AWS survey of Canadian organizations shows that nearly 40% of organizations are moving generative AI from testing to production environments. The survey also shows that the role of chief AI officer is becoming entrenched, with the role being responsible for upskilling and implementing an organizational AI strategy. Meanwhile, AI leaders are writing to senators to insist on the need for a renovated energy infrastructure in the U.S. to support AI development. Microsoft's Brad Smith also called for the government to release its huge datasets to big tech for model training, saying that the federal government remains one of the largest untapped sources of high-quality and high-volume data. Research published in Science Advances shows that, like in human societies, social conventions emerge in communities of autonomous AI agents. The researchers examined whether AI safety conventions or biases, which were not exhibited when an individual agent is deployed, might develop in the agent through its interaction with other agents. The researchers also demonstrated that a committed minority of malevolent or benevolent agents can flip a convention. Big tech companies in the news were Microsoft and Meta. Microsoft laid off 6,000 employees, which corresponds to 3% of its workforce. The layoffs were needed to free up capital due to the huge cost of AI development at the company. Meta admitted that Facebook has lost the mind share and momentum to TikTok, and that the only differentiation strategy is to become the default discovery surface for information. In cybersecurity, researchers from ETH Zurich have discovered a security vulnerability that affects all Intel processors released over the last 6 years. The vulnerability is linked to the speculative execution subsystem and allows data leakage at the rate of 5,000 bytes per second.